Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, from Canto 5, Chapter 12, and Text 14. It's supposed to be 15. Manohar Prabhu said, check and count. So, by my counting, it was 15. Anyway, let's see. So, reading. Aham pura bharato manaraja. Aham pura bharato nama raja. Aham pura bhagavato nama raja. Mukta drishta shruta sanga bandha. Aham I pura formally in, sorry for my English, in my previous birth. Bhavatah nama Raja, a king named Maharaj Bharata. Vimukta, liberated from. Drishtashuta, but experiencing personally through direct association or by getting knowledge from the Vedas. Sangabandha, bondage by association. Aradhanam, by worship. Bhagavataha, of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vasudeva. Vasudeva. Aha. Yeah. Ihamanaha, always performing. Mrigaha, Abaram, I became a deer. Mrigasangat, because of my intimate association with a deer. Hata artaha, having neglected the regulative principles. In the discharge of devotional service. Translation. In a previous birth, I was known as Maharaj Bharata. I attained perfection by becoming completely detached from material activities through reject experience, by through indirect experience, I receive understanding from the Vedas. I was fully engaged in the service of Lord. By due to my misfortune, I became very affectionate to a small deer, so much so that I neglected my spiritual duties. Due to my deep affection for the deer, in my next life I have to accept the body of a deer. Purport of Divine Guest Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada Kijaya. The incident herein described is very significant. It is previous verse in a previous verse is it stated, Vinamaha Padarajo Vishekam. One cannot attain perfection without smelling the dust from the lotus feet of an exalted devotee on his head. If one always follows the order of spiritual master, there is no question of falling down. As soon as a foolish disciple tries to overtake his spiritual master and become ambitious to occupy his post, he immediately falls down. Yasya prasadat bhagavat prasada, yasya prasadat nagatih kutopi. If the spiritual master is considered an ordinary man, the disciple serenely loses his charge to advance further. The speed is a very rigged life in devotional service. Bharat Maharaj did not consult a spiritual master when he became overly attached to a deer. Consequently, he became strongly attached to the deer and forgetting his spiritual routine, he fell down. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Vancha Kalpataru Vyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyavacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Asking for blessings, for say something about very very interesting topic, especially in this case when advanced devotee who is saying by own self he was attached from everything, from family life, from his duty, and by misfortune he just fell down, and it's really very, actually in this purport Prabhupada is saying why he fell down, because he was not going to his spiritual master and open mind and say about situation, how look his situation. He has deer, he is attached, he like play with this deer because it's beautiful, it's actually this is similar to family life. When we just start playing and we're enjoying, actually for our case Ganga. So then we can lose our position. And this is danger. Generally we, in many cases we just somehow keeping in our head many things and don't sharing with other devotees. It's also about enjoying something and also about suffering. It's both. So if we trying do this process alone, it's just difficult. It's not possible actually. Because we are society. Prabhupada made society of Krishna consciousness. International. Even especially like in Radhadeshi, so many from different countries devotees and so many different devotees. And this this is kind of inspiration for cooperation, for be like place like in Radha Dash. So it's wonderful challenge for do some effort. It's like when I'm still young devotee, but when I was on beginning, devotee was saying me like, why sparks between devotee? Why? What's going on? Why? And some I was asking, and somebody said to me, you know, the our process is like, we can compare this to big bag with many stones. The stones have different shape, and it's just the process means shaking the bag with the stones. And after some times, the stones will become more, how to say, slim? Smooth, yeah, more smooth, and then they will just more making kirtan and dancing, like making some nice noise, nice voice, nice kirtan, then and we don't will have the sparks. For this need time, of course, but I will anyway. So this is the process, and this is one thing, like, don't, because cooperation with each other is actually one of instruction of spiritual master. We have to cooperate, otherwise, and especially Prabhupada said, yes, it's like, you show your love to me by cooperation, like that. And then also somehow we have to, why Bharat Maharaj just fell down? Because of this reason, he was not going to his guru and saying all this situation and get some support from him. And also individually Bharat Maharaj got not proper association asatsanga. So then he's like the same. Actually, animals and demigods actually for one, for enjoying, for taking life. And we are human, we can do something like with our life. Not only, yeah, we can changing our karma, we can prepare better for next life. Animals not, and demigods also not. So they for enjoyment. So generally, if they not Krishna conscious, they asatsanga, they not proper association for us. The same if gyanis, typical gyanis also, they not, they won't be, they won't just be really elevated by knowledge, and they won't enjoying by this. And if somebody won't enjoying, means also is not good person for us. If karmi actually thinking about, okay, I will work hard and then after I will enjoying, so this person is also not good for us. And then yeah, gyani also means some speculation, so this also is not good as what Shastra is saying. We have to, I can tell you, first time when I took Bhagavad Gita, first time, this was, I don't know, 1982, 3 or something like that. I took Bhagavad Gita, I just looked, said, no. Nobody will say me how to interpret it. Holy scriptures. It's completely funny. So I was like, I was still free. I like, I have to, it's my, it's my decision how I see this verse and that verse. So I hope I will change, but still this contamination is inside. And then, yeah, actually this is really important. If we don't have guru around, we should just associate with more elevated devotee, and then sharing with them, and they really will help to us. It's not possible, really not possible to be alone and make progress. Just we can, like Christians going to confess, we can going to older devotee and make some confess to him, you know, I'm associating with this person, and I see my mind is disturbed, so you more avoid this person. And this also don't mean like avoid, we just almost kick this person or something. Inside is Paramatma, and this person also doing progress, but being here, but listening about Bhagavatam. We have to, like, actually the gold rules of society is three kind of association. We have to have friendship between equal. We have to be compassion for somebody who is on lower level, and we have to appreciate somebody who is advanced. So this can help to us making progress. And just personally, I really kind of loved before, just boiling my mind all the thoughts and really is difficult. I know this, and it's not proper. It's not proper because we have to, like, even is this fast cooker. If you don't put this, there is really you have to put up little bit this how to say, you know what I mean? Yeah, that for the steam will doing the noise. Otherwise, your khichdi will be completely meshed. Nothing will be there, or even maybe burned if it's possible. So it's like we have to find some holes. Actually, I'm preaching to myself as well. Today is Ekadashi, and it's quite a powerful Ekadashi. I was reading about this Ekadashi. How you know I'm not so good reader English? Who Prabhu, can you read about today Ekadashi?
Chapter 13, Apara Ekadashi. The topics of Apara Ekadashi, which occurs during the waning moon in the month of May-June, are described in the Brahmanda Purana in the conversation between Lord Krishna and Maharaj Yudhishthira. Once Maharaj Yudhishthira asked of Lord Krishna, "O Lord Krishna, O Janardana, what is the name of the Ekadashi that occurs during the waning moon in the month of May-June, and what are its glories? Please describe all this to me." Lord Krishna replied, "O Maharaj Yudhishthira, you have asked me an intelligent question that is actually beneficial for everyone. The name of this Ekadashi is Apara. O King, this Ekadashi awards a tremendous amount of piety to those who observe it and destroys all their sinful reactions. By observing this Apara Ekadashi, many grave sinful activities are destroyed, such as killing a brahmana, killing a cow, killing an embryo through abortion, criticizing others, illicit sex life, speaking lies, giving false witness, bragging to others, reciting or teaching the Vedas for the sake of money, and concocting one's own scripture. A cheater, a pseudo-astrologer, and a cheating physician are also as sinful as those who give false witness. All these sinful activities are totally eradicated by observing this Apara Ekadashi. Any Kshatriya who gives up his profession and runs away from the battlefield certainly falls down from his occupational duties and goes to hell. If such a person observes this Ekadashi with faith, he also attains the heavenly planet. Lord Krishna continued, O King, a disciple who after receiving knowledge from his spiritual master engages in blaspheming his spiritual master certainly accumulates great sins. Such a condemned sinful person can be relieved from his sinful reactions by following the Apara Ekadashi and can attain the supreme destination. O King of Kings, the result one obtains by taking bath 3 times at Pushkar in the month of Kartik, the piety one accumulates by taking bath at Prayag in the month of January, when the sun enters Capricorn, the results one obtains by observing the vow of Shivaratri at Kashi, and by offering oblations at the lotus feet of Vishnu at Gaya, and the auspicious results one obtains by taking bath in the river Gautami when the planet Jupiter enters Leo, by visiting Kedarnath during Kumbh Mela, by visiting and worshipping Badrinath, by taking bath at Kurukshetra during a solar eclipse, and by giving elephants, horses, cows, gold and land in charity, are all obtained easily by observing the vow of Apara Ekadashi. It is like the sharp axe for cutting down the tree of sinful activities, and like a blazing forest fire for burning the fuel of sinful activities to ashes. It is like the brilliant sun for dissipating the darkness born of sinful activities, and like the lion to a deer in the forest of sinful activities. O King, by observing this Apara Ekadashi and by worshipping Lord Vishnu in his form as Trivikram, a person who attains the all-auspicious abode of Lord Vishnu. Anyone who hears or reads the glories of this Ekadashi that I have described to you for the benefit of everyone is relieved of all his sinful reactions.
So, like, we can find out if we follow this Ekadashi, we can even just get reduce of our sin of not listening spiritual master. That is amazing. The same with Tulasi Maharani. But the point is not we're just doing this and waiting for next Ekadashi. That's okay. It's not like that. It's like Prabhupada in Nectar of Devotion instruction is saying about that. It's like Christian just going to confess. Okay, now my bag is empty, and then again putting my sins, and again, okay, I have way for the how we know the actually. It's interesting because sinful reactions, it's difficult to just reduce, but that is amazing. We have ways, but it's like generally we have to burn them, and the same is with pious activities. Results of pious activities, we have to do them. But by Ekadashi, following Ekadashi. But what means following actually Ekadashi? It's not like we're eating just okay some grechka, buckwheat seed or something like that. No, it's like it's story when Dronacharya was sending Yudhishthira and the other fellow, the Kaurava son. The oldest of Kaurava, Duryodhana, so when they said, he said, okay, you go to Yudhishthira, find the worst person than you, and to Duryodhan, you find better person than me. They couldn't find. But Yudhishthira, when he went, he was, when he was saying about this, I almost found some person who is worse than me, because I see he was taking water in Ekadashi, and I find out he doing for animals, so I give up, he's not worse than me. So Ekadashi means really, really at least water or fruits, then I think we can get result. But still, Prabhu was reading to us, and by reading also we can get ready. So the process is amazing. Like Christians just they thinking they will beat on self, and just by this the sin will go off, but no. Sin going off by chanting Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, and following Ekadashi, and yeah, and again, we have to go to Guru and share with all these things, and life will be easier. Hare Krishna, thank you so much. Maybe somebody have some realizations about that, and can share with us. Yes. Abhishaka Devi's Kijai. Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Kijai. Shishu Gauranitai Kijai. Yes? Example of Jada Bharata or Bharat Maharaj is just one in day of Brahma or something like that. And it's more like for example for us, like don't be more attached to deer than for your duties for deities. And so this is like example for us. And then he wanted somehow, maybe we can say, enjoying with association with the deer, but this is like the moved sand. You just go there and it's really fast, and you don't think it. When you're going in sin, you just don't think it. And you catch, even you outside, you showing everything is okay. Everything is okay. But even you don't take it. So this is like for me. Somebody can make also comment about that. For me? That's a big problem. If if animals cannot change their karma, how they can become human? It's one rule, actually. Yeah, it's a rule when animals getting body of cow or catty stuff, lion, cat, or monkeys, next life they body became human. So this is evolution, not Carol Darwin evolution, but karma evolution. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Śrīla Prabhupāda ki jai. Śrīmad Bhagavatam ki jai.